AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. With a cordial handshake tonight, President Barack Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro moved toward a groundbreaking meeting Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas. The meeting in Panama will be a remarkable display of reconciliation between the two nations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he's glad to see the U.S. and Cuba sit down at the same summit.
I'd like to once again commend the leadership of President Obama of the United States and President Castro for initiating normalization of bilateral relations.
Before dark, residents of Rochelle, Illinois, got a look at what's left of their homes after last night's monster tornado.
The debris just kept falling, and before I knew it, there was just a huge cracking, crunching as the whole house just came off. And there was more wind, there was no rain, just like muddy soot. I don't know what you call it.
Kelly Newman says even though her house was completely destroyed, four vehicles crushed, and one of the family's three dogs killed, she feels fortunate.
We're alive. We were spared. Our lives were saved. Everything could be replaced, but we're alive and well.
Two people died in nearby Fairdale. Potential Republican presidential rivals gathered in Nashville to talk gun rights at the NRA convention, but they also put their political sights on Hillary Clinton, who's expected to announce her White House bid on Sunday. NRA leader Wayne LaPierre says the email scandal is evidence she's not cut out to be president.
Is the best we can do as Secretary of State, who before she was even confirmed, set up an email system to hide any communication she chose. Now, and you all know this, she's wiped that server clean.
The Air Force has reprimanded a senior commander for attempting to restrict troops from communicating with lawmakers.
Congress has been refusing to go along with Air Force plans to retire the A-10 Warthog aircraft. The service's watchdog began investigating Major General James Post after getting a tip that he told airmen anyone who passes information to lawmakers about the plane's capabilities is committing treason. Post told investigators he was being facetious, but the Air Force has reprimanded him and reassigned him to a staff job at the Air Combat Command, where he had been serving as vice commander. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The jury that convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will get a break before having to decide if he'll face the death penalty or life in prison. The punishment phase of the trial has been shoved back to April 21st. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.